Welcome to this week's episode. This week you can look forward to hearing about turning 30, having the flu, Dan having a fun time in a very noisy club, and us finally having a little bit of dirty, filthy ping pong.
Welcome to Blabbering, a week-by-week glimpse into a couple stumbling through life with a newborn.
I'm Tilly.
And I'm Dan.
Each week over dinner,
you'll learn Tilly is quite the feeder.
We'll discuss the realities of raising our baby, talking through the highs, lows, and honest confessions of this thing called parenting.
Parenting won't be easy, but let's at least laugh about it.
This is Blabbering.
All right then. So, who knows? Is she 5 months now or before?
She exists.
Stick up.
Yeah, she's grabbing the mic. She wants to have a say. Go on, have a say.
How old are you, baby zone?
Yeah, look the mic. Tasting it. Got a nice audio. Some moist tongue.
Anything then? Weird ASMR.
Maybe that could be our niche. That's how we're going to make our millions. Bubba, licking the mic.
That is a bit exploitative.
No, I wouldn't do that with me. Also, that's been a bit then, isn't it? It's not very interesting. What else did she do? Dribble on it? Bite it?
So, what do you have for food?
Wow. Today, very exciting. I put crumpets. Which, who is like crumpet? But on them, I've got buffalo milk. Which means it's even higher in fat. Deliciousness. But sadly, unsalted. Who wants unsalted?
Do you not want salt?
Of course, I have salt. And a nice little flurry of mold and sea salt. Not gonna lie. Oh, they're tasting the difference. Oh, then it's annoying that the salt isn't really hot through the crumpet. Yeah. As the butter melts through.
Yeah, look.
Also, these are gluten-free crumpets, so best subpar in a way.
So it's not really, like, creamy.
I'm not very excited. And it's like that, climatic. And then you have got, for yours, because it's not technically the weekend, it's actually Monday, because Dan's taking a couple of days off because I turn 30 tomorrow. But because you're off work, you still get your weekend cereal, don't you?
I do indeed, luckily.
Now, what's your mix today, baby?
Lidl's knockoff cookie crisp.
Yep.
And the knockoff Wheaton. So, big week last week. Lots of things happening.
So, after we called last week, we went swimming, didn't we?
Yeah.
We bought one of those little floaty seat things, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
That seems to make Bubba enjoy swimming a bit more. I mean, maybe enjoy is too far, but she wasn't as perturbed. You're definitely interested, isn't she?
Yeah. So also helps. So it wasn't anywhere near as cold.
No,
it still wasn't
warm.
Right. Within sound effects. Oh, it wasn't, still wasn't warm. But it wasn't as cold. And she was very interested by all the other kids. So she wasn't so cold that she couldn't be interested by other things, which I think she wasn't, first of all.
Yeah.
So she was happy to kind of sit there and look around at the world.
Yeah. So that was definitely in Robert's set, of more of a sit set.
We were in there for about half an hour.
Yeah. I mean, we could have been there long way, but our session timed out, didn't it? After as long as it is.
Yeah. It's long to get a baby set up for the post. Your session is due to start at 12, didn't it?
Paul, 10 plus 12, that was it. Is it time for more baby? The time for me is tatas. Well, my mother's dribbling, so she goes.
Wow.
Well then, baby, let's get some poopy in your mouth. Nice. So yeah, we went swimming. And then we came back. I suddenly got like flu-y, didn't I?
Yeah, and you've been a bit flu-y since then.
Yeah, so as you can probably hear, we start back coldy now. I sort of had a really like rough flu for about 24 hours. When I was just, like, suddenly within like half an hour, came down with like shakes and shivers and achy and cold. So that wasn't very fun.
So I had 2 nights last week.
Yeah, I just need sort of like, I guess, more of a chill week's cousin back. Which meant you went to sensory class instead of me, didn't you, this week?
Mm-hmm.
Which you found interesting.
Yeah, I don't know what that's about.
What do you mean you don't know what it's about?
Well, it's just, I get the point of it, but yeah. I don't know whether it achieves the aim.
Yeah.
And that's not the lady's fault who runs it. I just sometimes think that the parents aren't actually there to achieve sensory stimulation for the babies. They're somewhat there to socialise, somewhat there to not have to pay attention to the babies all the time, because they're like a sweet, they're going to be somewhat sensory distracted as a baby.
Yeah.
It's just a lot. And I feel like in a lot of the cases, it's more than the babies need. I mean, I feel overstimulated afterwards.
But let's be honest, that's not that hard.
No.
So. You're going to go tomorrow?
Yeah, so we're both going to go.
St. Paddy's thing tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
The one you went to with Mother's Day?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there's lots of Mother's Day chat that I was like, all right.
Yeah, so the rest of the week was pretty, you know, until Saturday, wasn't it? It was pretty sad, I think. Then on Saturday we had we had our first night away from Bob's.
We did, yeah. So she had a sleepover at Nana's.
And we went out. We're out of town. London town. Yeah. Which she found again, massively overstimulated.
Yeah, it wasn't a fun lap.
It was a
horror show.
Really loud part of like everyone there, but also like old people like, why is it so loud?
Not even just loud.
And bassy. So much bass.
Just bass.
Yeah.
You couldn't understand anything. It was just being thumped.
Well, it was quite a lot to go from not going out for the past year of the pit, really, to then to that.
I would have never chosen to go to that place. I don't think they really knew
what it was. They just wanted somewhere that they could get a section for the
past. No, I'm not knocking them. I'm just saying, whoever created that, I just don't understand what it's...
Young people. There's a lot of like students there.
But why? Because it doesn't... It's just noise.
That's what people... To get drunk and then start the round. And then, you know, while they're off the tits, go off someone. Well, they're off the tits, just get off someone. It was one if you were a less attractive person, because everyone's sort of dazed and confused that you've got to get more action.
Yeah, it was dark as fuck.
Yeah. So that was our night, but then the issue was my breast pump stopped working, and so I couldn't pump milk, and I had like massively full tits, obviously, hadn't been feeling so. So then I had to go, and I was just on the train, like, really full boobies. Then we got home with a hand express in the end.
Yeah, because it wasn't even just out of charge. For whatever reason, it's not been working.
Yeah, and so we're sleeping. And then sort of every few hours, I'd wake up with like really sore. We'd sort of hand express a little bit more out, like relieve the pressure. Go to sleep, wake up again, relieve the pressure. But, drop rock, please. We finally had sex at town. Woo! Because there wasn't any morning. They woke up, obviously, scribbled maybe a little bit, just hit down your eyes. And they made some pom pom shake the room.
Yeah.
So that was nice.
It was a bit of a slow start to all the painful first.
Yeah, and I think I'm sure a lot of them go because the first thing you have sex off is it's different. We'll see about it for a while, so my badge is like, you put this first, a penis. Last time, something came out of it, not in it. It's a little bit sore. So it's extra lubey lube. And then it was what you got going. Definitely felt really intense though. Felt a lot more intense. And not always necessarily in a good intense. And no, it was a funny, interesting feeling. But it's nice.
Yeah.
So that's another thing, next time. It's body and body action.
How long was it available? Must be about 9 months.
6 months.
She's 5 months old.
And last time we had texted that much before she was born.
In the
holidays, about a month.
Yeah. Oh, in fact, only a month before.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's still a very long time.
Yeah, it is.
That's the longest we've gone without sex since the last year. So it's probably we lost some illnesses.
Yeah, probably.
Anyway, definitely long trip for next time. So, it was nice to have just more intimacy, wasn't it? Like, and also just getting to cuddle in bed a lot. That was really nice.
Yeah, we got a spoon. Didn't have to worry about baby.
I mean, spoons both ways. You were a little spoon. I was a little spoon, which you meant. All the spoony action. And then we sort of went to mum pretty quick after that because I sort of really needed to feed him at this point.
Yeah.
But we had breakfast. Sexy, sexy macadies. And I've discovered my new favourite thing to have for a macadie breakfast. So he goes out of the way. I can't really have gluten. So I'm fairly limited. All I can really have for macadie breakfast is a hash brown, which I don't want because I
fucking love the hash browns.
Yeah. But that tends to be sort of it. But I saw this video on the old Insta of someone adding espresso to the milkshake. I was like, I'm going to try that. So I got a chalky milkshake. So I thought, I could get vanilla, but chalky's my go-to. I wanted a small, but I got a medium, because that was the smallest one they did, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So the medium milkshake had a little sip to get some space at the top, and then I dumped in double espresso, give it a quick mix. But because I'm a classy fucker, I mixed it with a biro, because that's all I had.
I don't know why you didn't use the straws.
Because the straws don't hold up anymore. Okay. Now I've got to pay for straws. You've got very limited time to keep the integrity of the straw going. You don't want to waste it on a stir. And so, I don't like drinking it without a straw. It doesn't feel right. You don't mind gulping yours down, but it doesn't feel right to me. So I mixed it with the biro. Really fucked the biro now, that's why. Was it? And it was delish. You even liked it.
Yeah.
And you were very happy because I bought the breakfast wrap back.
Yeah. Not sure. Well, I like the breakfast wrap. It's just overpriced.
How much is it?
I think it's something like £4.50 something meal. And I don't think it's better than like McLaughlin.
Do you not? I think it looks better than McLaughlin. I've not eaten either, so I don't know.
No, I think McLaughlin's better, but...
Oh, really? I thought it was sort of wraps better. We get more in it, get hash brown in soon.
Yeah, well, I put the hash brown on and then... I just think that the muffin is done on the wraps, actually, though. Because they used to have a breakfast wrap that's similar to their flatbread.
Well, shut up.
It wasn't like a whole meal thing. It's like £2 or something. Last to make or something. I'm pretty sure they used to have something as well as the flatbread. I used to always order. Because I used to be able to get it. Basically, it's an alternative. So you could either have bacon and egg, or you could have the sausage and egg wrap. And then you could also get the other version of the McMuffin as well. So you used to get one of each breakfast. Mm. I was a fat bastard.
You had that delicious breakfast on the way to the lungs?
Given that we haven't had all that much sleep, right? You got in at, well, like, 1 didn't like. Yeah. And then you still have to wake up a lot because the pumpkin was.
Yeah. But we didn't actually drink that much, did we? Yeah. What's that? Yeah. So I didn't feel red, but I felt a bit tired. And also, because I have this cold, I sort of felt more coldy. Then we got some hours, and that was nice. We sort of spent some of my mum and my sisters came over. And one of the sisters has got two daughters. They came over, so it was just really nice. Morning, we made a little brunch and black bacon and pancakes. And, you know, gave mum cards and things. I got a book made. Mum, it was like Nana, Mum at Arizona, and she obviously like wept a lot of that. But yeah, it was just lovely. Like, you know, my family's going through quite a bit of change at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah.
And so it was nice to have that time together to support each other, sort of. A bit of a love sesh.
Love sesh.
Yeah. And you got me a nice card instead of in the first drawing in it.
Yeah.
Which was, my God, I think she's artistic genius.
Basically, just had to hold the pencil up and shoving it in her own eye while I held the card. So one hand was making sure she didn't poke herself in the eye, the other hand holding this card. And to be honest with you, somewhat moving the card so that there were lines drawn. Because while it was moving, there wasn't always pressure. So there was
yeah.
There was a gentle balance between what was there and what was me. So I'll say the best of it was Zoe. The worst of it was my card booster. If it wasn't for me, it would have been Mona Lisa. It's
just of course.
It was just my poor card movement and pressure.
Do you think Mona Lisa is massively overrated?
Well, it's that interesting stuff about it, isn't it? It wasn't famous until it got stolen. And that shows you that it must be quite overrated.
So we can listen. We heard pretty chill rest of the day yesterday. And then today is my last day. Which princess?
Yeah.
Last day of use. On tomorrow. It's
done. My mom's bent.
I'm past it. I'm over the hump. Mold rooms. That's it. Dan was very sweet yesterday. Around. He basically said to you, you couldn't be writing another stuff for me. So I'm locking that in now, Stacey. Bear my blood. All this shit might get a lot worse, but just remember. You can be writing someone else, so thank you very much.
Anyone else that I know?
No, we're just taking it. Anyone else? Is there anything you'd like to discuss in this week, hot stuff?
I guess night out. So how much did you miss her? What did you feel?
I really enjoyed spending time with my friends during the day. So basically, you dropped me off earlier, my friends.
Yeah.
And I spent the afternoon with some of my close girlfriends, one of which birthday it was. And so that was just lovely spending some time with them, because we don't get some time with the threesome very often, because one of them lives in Scotland. And she's also pregnant now, which is very exciting. So that was really nice to spend some time together. And then obviously, going out was quite exciting. There definitely were times during that where I was like, oh, I'm going to miss Zoe. You know, having really big boobs is quite a good constant reminder that you are a mother. But it was funny seeing one of our friends that me and Dan knew from university, who we had not seen since another friend's wedding. So,
a year and a half.
And we were chatting away, he gave us a sort of life update and asking about us, and the friends, oh, I'm actually pregnant. You know, oh, congratulations. And that. I'm like, oh, yeah, I've had a baby. And he just presumed I was joking, because me and Dan aren't particularly, you should probably know, hot on social media. And so we didn't post anything about being pregnant or really Zoe being here, other than like one post. And so he sort of was joking, and I was like, no, yeah, I've had a baby. And he was like, well, is the last thing you've actually been pregnant and had a baby? And I was like, yeah, I was like, if I'd seen him in the November before pregnant in January, she came out in October, and then here we are. And he was like, oh my God. I was like, yeah, so showed him a picture. He was like, you have had a baby? I was like, yeah. I am a mother. Then I sort of had that reaction a couple times through that. People were talking to me. And I was like, oh yeah, it's Tilly's first day out without, you know, his daughter. And everyone was like, you're a mum. And I was like, yeah, I'm a mum. My sister seems to think it's very hard to believe, but I mean, it's not, I don't think I look like mum. I don't think I dress like un-mumsy.
I think it's just people are used to being later, as it were.
Yeah.
And so I think people just kind of think, but you're my age, why are you wrong?
Yeah, because I'm not a mum, I guess. Yeah. Or I'm not dating a mum. Yeah. No, it was more, so how did you find it? I mean, you've had bites out without that, I guess, so.
I would have enjoyed a night out, but I don't think I enjoyed
that
night out. I just didn't like the place at all. But otherwise, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's right. Like, mum's become pictures that line, so there's quite a cute ones with her and mum's dolls. And it's always great. That's going to be a pang of being like, oh, I miss my bubba. But it definitely was nice having a night without her in the bed, like having her not in the house, so I would think about her.
Yeah.
That was nice. Wasn't it, Bubs? You were sleepover with Mona. You only wake up a few times. Say well done. She agrees to do it again, so that's always a good sign. She was like, never again! And when you're old, you have sleepovers with your cousins.
Yeah.
That'll be exciting. The mum's dogs absolutely love that. Constantly looking at face, like every time I turn around, like now to see my mum's youngest dog with like the tongue in his own mouth. I was like, no, it's good for the immune system. That's just gonna lick his arsehole. But there is a limit. But we can definitely say that Zoe was absolutely fine with dogs.
Yeah.
She is chill when it comes to pooches.
Didn't she answer something?
I think she's just that's
sort of
it, really, I suppose.
I think
that's not
a
good girl.
Let's be a bit of tissue before we answer that. Where is he from?
Yeah, it's not been a massive event for the week, has it, really?
No.
Yeah. I'm obviously Philippines today, you can hear.
You found your first Wednesday, really?
Yeah, I love those things.
Yeah, but that's more than most weeks we've had.
Yeah, that's true.
We've been swimming, we've been on a night out, you've had your first Mother's Day. It's quite a...
No, it's nice, it's not even Mother's Day. It's so strange, I'm not sure I mentioned this last week or not. I always think of Mother's Day and I don't think of myself, I'm just thinking of, like, my mum.
Yeah.
I've been like, wanting to sleep with my mum. Yeah. But this year I was like, oh, actually, this applies to me. This is my day as well.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, that's quite weird. To see a lot of these Mother's Day efforts and be like, oh, yeah, that's for me. It's we're going to go see your one, aren't we?
You can't put Big Mac on the night out.
Yeah, we're going to go spend some time with your one this afternoon, aren't we?
Yeah, and see what we can go in there. And today I'm making a cake for your birthday tomorrow.
Yeah. So Dan is not a cook. You may or may not be aware. But every year he's very good and he doesn't need a birthday cake.
Even though I didn't get on tomorrow.
I mean, yeah, you are getting it. I know. One year. I'm so sorry. She was only a month old. But I have still got the stuff to make it.
But you kept all the stuff that you...
No, but like the stuff that isn't unique, so like...
Stuff that the rat hasn't eaten. Watch update on that. No rat sighting for over 24 hours.
Oh, yeah, you updated your poison of choice, didn't you?
Yeah, changed poison. Put down even more. And they ate all the new poison, and they haven't seen them before. Put down new poison, put down a sachet of new poison, ate it all, then put down another sachet, and they haven't been eaten for 48 hours.
So they're not, finally.
The dead or fucked off.
I mean, I was thinking that. So, victory. Victory
for now.
Any memorable moments from this week for you? A high
and
low, or funny, or
spilling
on the toes?
Yeah, so I don't know if we've discussed this on the podcast. When I look at my toes, like measuring from the base of the toe, my little toe is discernibly smaller than my second toe in from the big toe, as it were. Whereas all her toes are the same length from the base. Yeah, well, yeah. She's got like proper like finger toes, even her little toe.
She'd be a good climber.
And she splays them so far.
I mean, I think she
they don't have that like curve 2/3 of the way up.
I think that a lot of that comes from the shoes you wear. So I think if we're clever with the shoes we get out, she should have quite.
Is that what she wants? Does she want flipper feet that sort of consistently wider the whole way along?
Well, it's probably how your feet are meant to be. Then we've just fucked us from years of shitty shoes. We'll get those barefoot shoes.
So as a baby at sensory that has a webbed toes.
Oh, there's
two toes that just went.
Yeah. I just take one of them.
No, not all of them.
It's a thing that's big, it's not.
Two webbed. So the sensory session was all about foot stimulus. The way how it's like pulling the baby's arm on different surfaces. And she was, so the baby's all splitting her toes, and then this baby had all her toes split, but they've chewed it like stuck together.
No, we're not
snippet. Is it? We don't, yeah. Yeah, just at home. Just straight down, straight down the middle. That's not so weird. No, I just asked them when I did the tongue tie. Do you mind also just quickly looking at the
toes? But you can't shove toes in that, you know. Or breastfeed toes sort of made it.
That's true.
Well, I think about how much your hand
pissed. Yeah, that's just outside. they found out when Daddy accidentally caught the end of your fingers during your fingernails. So, memorable moments, let's see. Hi, it was definitely nice to have that more intimate time of view. It was a bit... It wasn't as good as it could have been, because I was tired and a bit kind of just disheveled from the night before.
What, the sexy time?
Just in general, the intimacy, I just kind of was very tired and didn't really, you know, just wanted to be left alone to sleep almost.
Look at that. You want to be like, one of the things that you want to be like, you're prime, sort of like, I'm rested, I'm feeling horny, and all these sorts of things, whereas that's probably not going to happen for quite a while. So you're not prime conditioned.
Well, not even just that, like, you want to have that lovely, cosy intimacy feeling. But part of me was just feeling, oh, I want the day to fuck up and I want to go back to sleep. I want it to be nighttime still. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Not like, it's a magic, cosy new morning and I'm in bed with my wife. This is cosy. It's more like, oh, fuck off. It's morning already.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. And then I was there like, my boobs! Funny.
So that was good. And then
like I said, I've just realized how the instancy moments, like with you, whether you know, it was may not have been like optimum intimate sex time, but it's just having that was nice. Not worrying about being interrupted. And even like going and getting my wackies together and not just think about her screaming.
While you eat. Yeah. And you can actually have some food in that way.
Yeah.
The baby mind connection was kick off.
And yeah, I think yesterday was really lovely. I really enjoyed spending time like yesterday morning. The whole day was nice, but spending time with like my mum and my sisters and my nieces and you. And it was lovely. I really enjoyed it. But it's always it's like chaotic, isn't it?
Yeah.
But it's kind of a lovely chaos. And yeah, so it's good. It's good to be there. So it's hard to also to be a support. Although lots of sort of hush whisperings about my birthday. So I'm not sure what's going on. That's always nice. But yeah, that's definitely a high from the week. I thoroughly enjoyed that. No, it's probably going to be the fucking sluice. She flew her hand out of the speaker room.
Yeah, it was.
On the front side, and then the boobs, my god, tight, exploding boobs. It's such a horrible feeling.
Yeah, I'm going to try and sort of pump out ASAP. Especially because when you go on to maternity, you're going to need it. So when you go off and say so.
Well, yeah, I'm only going to need it in 2 months, I need it now. Then I'm only going to get on site one day a week.
Yeah, but. Then you're going to want to start being able to be on site for the full day rather than just being there for like 4 hours.
Yeah.
Because it is not very long until we switch over.
No, it's 3 weeks now.
Yeah, no, it's less.
Oh, 2 weeks and then a week together.
Yeah.
So 2 weeks till I go back. 2 weeks till you finish.
Yeah, 22nd, my last day.
How are you feeling about that?
A treat. I think it'll be interesting. I don't, you know, I wouldn't say, I think right now, part of me is a bit, I guess, wary, because, you know, I'm not going into it thinking, oh, it's just going to be time off in the world. So it's kind of, I can't remember what word is looking for.
No, I think you're right. I think, like, it's tempting to go into the idea of sort of maternity, paternity, and being like, oh, but it's tough. Oh, you're going to get all these things done. And I didn't believe it. It's done some working.
Yeah, that's what people keep assuming. And people keep telling me, oh, you should come try and do all these things while you're off.
But it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Because she needs you, and it's an erratic need.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to struggle with the most is. I'm very much someone who's like, I'm doing this thing. When I finish doing this thing, I'll either do the next thing, I'll do the thing that whoever needs me to do, but I want to finish the thing I'm doing.
Yeah, that you've got to let go of that.
Yeah. And baby's like, I pissed my pants and it's now that it needs sorting. It's like, I'm just in the middle of this hard thing. And it's like, no, it's now.
Yeah, so I'm hungry.
Yeah. I will cry until you, there is no like, wait 3 minutes and I'll feed you. It's like, I'll cry those 3 minutes then. So you better just do it now.
Yeah. But I mean, you're lucky in the sense, I guess, she is now getting to the stage where there can be some elements of a routine.
Yeah.
It's not so all over the place. So I guess that's helpful. And that she will self-entertain more now.
Does she?
Yeah. Like, she'll quite happily sit and bounce on her chair and think about and entertain herself for a little while. It's not masses of amounts of time. Yeah, she's only tiny. Nice. But, I mean, it's more than it used to be. We used to get about 5 minutes. Now I can get half an hour.
Can you? Okay. Interesting.
And also, you kind of predict that you can be like, okay, so she's woken up at, say, like, 7. Then you went for a jog, walk to the feet, and, like, she's probably going to go down for another little nap around between 9 and 10.
Yeah.
And so, like, you can kind of control when she sees them. She can be like, well, I know if I go out for a walk, I face her out, she's going to be really stimulated. Or I face her in, she's going to fall asleep.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely, it's going to be a learning curve. I'm going to have to get better, like, once I'm on the internet, I work from home a lot of the time. Is, you know, when I'm upstairs working, if I hear a cry, I'm like, so leave it, it's fine. Guns on.
You won't hear a cry because we'll be out all day long, won't we? Because that's the easiest way to not have you cry. It's just be outside. So I'm hoping for nothing but sunshine March through to June. And we're going to load up the baby carrier and off we go. We'll be vagabonds, won't we? The vagabonds. We'll be out as soon as we get back from the dog walk. Empty mummy's baby, go out for a walk all morning, come back, have lunch with mummy, empty mummy's baby, back out we go.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, baby agreed.
I mean, there's loads of classes you can do for her. So, like, yeah, like the sensory classes, the rhyme times. Those are quite good for stimulating
her. Yeah, I know, I can bring my headphones.
Yeah, you can take her for swims. We're gonna sign you up for the baby massage.
You can, Thames.
You know, you can do a lot more things with her as she's older. Like, a lot of time I've been offering that, I've been stuck about more.
You can go to the basketball court. You can lie on your tummies if somebody has other issues and hoops.
Because she's famously a fan of tummy time.
Yeah. We still haven't worked out how to strap you to Sally Boy the dog, yeah?
We'll do that for quite a while, yeah.
We'll see. We'll see.
I guess also you've got to remember that you're still going to have my mum on a Thursday.
Yeah, I know. I'm well looking forward to that. I will have a day off every week.
And so, you've got time to do whatever you want to do.
Maybe you're going to have on some podcast stuff. So it's always such a knee jerk.
Come up quick, fuck. Yeah. It's when you have. When mum's taking time off, you could actually have time off because you're never going to be tired till it's
been.
I'm looking forward to being. I think when you're off, it's been really good time for us to build our evening routine.
Yeah. You do a bit,
girl. My work tends to always finish earlier. So we're going to have our evenings free. And you're going to be doing all the cooking at the dinners.
Yeah.
I'm
going to
get this.
You're choosing which one you're leaning towards. Pistos. Hello, Sash.
Well, from what I've heard, Pistos give you more options than HelloFresh. I tend to like it a lot more. But all right, the only issue I have with all of these things is the packaging. Like, they all have so much packaging. There's a lot of menu is like it will. But, yeah, I think I'll start with this thing because mum's on it. I'll get a discount code from mum. Should be good. So get that going. We can work our way
through. No, you just keep cycling through. Get discount codes.
Mindful chefs must be popular, especially like healthier ones.
So are we going to do all the five those things that we got?
Wait, you didn't seem to have much to say. Did you have more of them to say?
I think my low probably is anointed out because it was just
excellent.
It was just loads of driving about to get to go and night out. then getting the train. Basically, was in transit from 3 p.m. till 9 p.m. And then it was just bass in my face. People almost done. Yeah, I was just sat in the corner with my ears and my with my fingers in my ears. It was just too much. So that was probably my
Skitty off Papas. She's just doing quite a lot generally of his first appearance now, isn't she? Like, she's saving him up.
Yeah, so you've recently stopped pooing every day and just decided that
she pooes most days, but just once.
But there'll be times when...
She didn't poo at mums, but maybe that's because also she was standing because she's away from us, and the rest of them away from us.
And so she wasn't feeling like more open as well.
It's often like when babies or like people in general when they're stressed or nervous hold on to their poos.
Or poo loads. Nervous shitters. And you've also got dreadlock.
Yeah, she's got that little lump of gunk in the head and all it is. And I keep trying to put it out, it's really stuck in there. So the bath time today. Is that gonna happen? Probably not. We're going to your nana's later, your granny's later.
Okay, so do you have a poo story then?
Not nothing specific, more than she just keeps doing explosive poos with, doesn't she? Nothing particularly funny about them, more interesting. Just that the big ones.
Big ones.
She's doing lots of wet kisses in the background, so she's really enjoying. Oh, I just find it really funny when you kept going to give her a kiss and she kept coming at you with an open mouth and a tongue.
Yeah, so your family all do this thing where they kiss each other on the mouth.
Yeah, we do, yeah.
Whereas I've always done family kisses on the cheek.
But also, your family's like quite repressed, so let's be honest.
All right. Sorry, family.
No, but I love your family, but they're not only like affectionate physically, are they? Or affectionate generally, actually. It's not, you haven't got an overly affectionate family.
No, not in comparison to your huggy, very huggy.
No, we're very open with our affection. I mean, we technically know each other all the time.
Yeah.
We're very big, aren't we? We do that a lot. We're sort of like openly appreciative of like having the family and the love. Like.
But I don't think that requires you to kiss each other on the lips.
No, but I'm saying it's part of it. Do you know what I mean?
And so there's this constant debate in the house of whether I should be kissing baby girl on the lips or on the cheeks. And I think baby's kind of sealed it for me by the fact that she won't actually let me kiss her on the lips because she just opens her mouth and keeps licking my lips and covering me in saliva.
So she wants a mouth kiss then?
I don't know if she does.
She likes it when you get on her lips though. Always makes her happy.
You know, she smiles and she
laughs. So there you go.
Does kissing her on the cheek not?
Yeah.
Why then?
What's wrong with it? Why don't you like it? What's your issue with mouth kisses? You kissed me on the mouth.
I didn't mind it until she started opening
the mouth. But you always have a wet mouth.
I don't have a wet mouth right now.
You very often have a wet mouth. I'll kiss you and you've got a soggy little mouth. So
that took control over the level of salt.
So I think you need to get over that. I've had to deal with it while kissing you for the past 9 years.
Yeah.
Lovely, Zoe. It's our anniversary coming up soon. 9 years together.
Oh, crikey. Okay. Here you go. When my baby, Mikey, was 6 months old, he got a bad case of diarrhea. It coincided with my cousin's wedding, which I was determined not to miss. I'd spent this past 6 months moving from the kitchen to the bedroom, occasionally to the park. I needed some social interaction. I needed to feel like a human being again. Sounds like a mum. It's a new mum, definitely. On the day of the wedding, everything went well from the morning right up to the cake. The ceremony was beautiful. Mikey was in a good mood. I was feeling great wearing a dress instead of sweats. That's sweatpants or tracksuit bottoms to the British public. Then, when the cake was being cut, I felt Mikey's diaper start leaking on me. I quietly brought him with me to the bathroom to change him. And as soon as that diaper came off, he positively squirted diarrhea. I literally ducked, holding onto his ankles on the changing table. I cleaned him up, cleaned up some errant food on my hands, and we headed back out. Disaster averted. Someone handed me a piece of chocolate wedding cake. A few minutes later, my cousin's husband's aunt came over to chat and noticed something in my hair. "You've got some icing. Just a sec," she said, using her finger to grab it. And then bringing that finger toward her mouth.
Even if it was icing in someone's hair, why would you lick it afterwards? That's still weird.
In that instant, I knew it wasn't icing, but I stood frozen, watching, as if in slow motion. She got within a millimetre of her mouth, and then she must have smelled it. She froze, glanced at Mikey and my horrified expression, and then basically fled to the bathroom, her finger in front of her. Mikey seemed to chortle. I had to laugh too. It was pretty bad, but was almost much worse.
Also, really cool, very rarely actually brown. Like, I only have, who's ever looked like chocolate?
6 months. Will it be different if she starts weaning?
I mean, yeah, I guess it would do.
But you wouldn't just assume it's poo, would you?
I also wouldn't put it in my mouth, though. If it was your cousin's husband's aunt or whatever it was, you don't really know them. If they had icing in their hair, would they pull it out and then fucking put it in my mouth? That's weird. That's weird. Oh. Take the poo out of the situation. It's a fucking weird thing to do.
Well,
and also, the viscosity of poo and icing is very different.
Yeah, but it's not necessarily much.
It's
dried. Anyway, we're not talking about whether this story is real or whether he's smart.
No, I think it's real. I think this woman is fucking dense.
Well, not dense enough to be shit.
Although, at least that put her off putting what to say something after this. If you don't like her, let me just go around with Pony handle.
Well, I don't think she's going to have to socialise after her match. Cousin's husband is mine.
My favourite memory is when I cut my hair. Because I like to have my hair short. Sort of shoulder length. But Bubs really likes my hair. That's what I'm really on. So it's like, do I keep it long for her or short for me? Long day ever.
Oh, and on that bombshell, that massive dilemma. Au revoir.
Later.
Hi guys, thank you very much for listening. We really appreciate it. And if you're enjoying it, please let us know by leaving a review or sending us some feedback. The email is blabberingpod@gmail.com. We'd love to hear your stories, any feedback, any news, any thoughts. Also, you can find us on Instagram. The handle is blabberingpod. We're active on there as well, so you could DM us. If you've got 5 seconds, please leave a rating. If you've got a bit more, please leave a review. The words are very helpful. And give us a follow. Cheers.